WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Violence last weekend at showings of the movie Boys in the Hood left one dead and at least 30 wounded. But film critic Stephen Schiff says these incidents may paradoxically support the argument that violence in the movies is not what causes violence at the movies.
Actually, the anti-violence message that Boys in the Hood purveys is so strong and so all-encompassing that it weighs the picture down. Boys in the Hood can't stop preaching. It tells its black audience to get an education, to use condoms, to keep its kids out of the streets, to strive for solidarity, and most important, to discourage the meaningless gang warfare that plagues neighborhoods like the one in South Central Los Angeles, where the movie is set, and where its 23-year-old director, John Singleton, grew up. All this virtuous soapboxing, and yet the movie's opening weekend was even more explosive than the messy first weekend of New Jack City a few months ago, and the similarly troubled openings of Colors and The Warriors a few years before that. What's the link between all these movies? Not the violence in them. Any Arnold Schwarzenegger picture is 10 times as grisly without sparking shootouts at theaters. No, what these films have in common is that they're about street gangs. And why should it surprise anyone if street gang movies attract street gang audiences? I mean, do these kids have any way of relating to Dying Young or Regarding Henry? When rival street gangs congregate in a darkened, crowded theater with inadequate security, does the violence that results have anything to do with the depictions of violence on the screen? I don't think so. Boys in the Hood works overtime to quell gang violence. Fortunately, it does a lot of other things, too. The main character, 17-year-old Trey, is played by Cuba Gooding Jr., who looks a lot like the singer Al Green. He's the neighborhood's virtuous, college-bound kid, but he can't help getting mixed up with his rowdier pals across the street, especially Doughboy, a tough layabout beautifully played by the rap star Ice Cube. A lot of the movie is devoted to the usual banalities of high school life, many of which don't look much different in South Central L.A. from the way they look in Beverly Hills. Take, for instance, this scene between Trey and his foxy but prudish girlfriend, played by Nia Long.
You haven't talked to me in 5 days. I call your house and you tell your father to say you're not home. Then I call again and you take the phone off the hook.
Well, I've been busy.
Oh, well, don't give me no bald-ass excuse for a lie like that. What did I do, Trey? What did I do that was so bad that you just had to stop talking to me?
See, you know what you did. See, you gotta get with the program,
I told you about that. I'm Catholic and it goes against my morals.
You say you wanna wait till you get married first, right? Oh, look at me, right?
Yeah.
And I say that I'm gonna be the one who marries you. So, technically, it don't make no difference whether we do it now or later, we're still gonna get married, right?
Yeah, but I wanna go to college before I get married and there ain't no guarantee that I'm gonna marry you.
What makes Boys in the Hood feel so astonishingly fresh is the way Singleton has captured the neighborhood and its textures. The brown air, the infuriating sunlight, the low-flying planes overhead, and at night, the incessant police helicopters rattling the dishes and probing with their spotlights. Singleton makes us feel the authenticity of the world he's created more than Spike Lee ever has. The talk in this movie is ripe and funny and vigorous. The swagger of the boys and the sultriness of the girls is wonderfully palpable. And Singleton doesn't need all his preaching to expose the roots of gangland violence. He shows you how these teenagers heat up and spark just by rubbing each other the wrong way. The only difference between them and their white suburban counterparts is that when these kids blow up, they have guns. Lots of guns. Should you blame Boys in the Hood for the gang violence that attended its opening? On the contrary. See the movie, and you may begin to understand it.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.